time for Benedictine Raven basketball on your local sports authority, Hit Radio 93.7 FM, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network. Streaming free on the MSC Radio app and online at mscsports.net. Stay tuned for the BNP Propane pregame show.
Are you looking for a fast, secure place to fill up your vehicle's tank? Stop in at the Pumps, just south of Holton, powered by BNP Propane and Knotty Pine Oil. Whether you are filling up your tank, grabbing a snack, or just need a pit stop on Old 75 Highway, the Pumps has you covered. The Pumps offers E10, 87, Premium 91, no ethanol, dyed diesel, clear diesel, and DEF. The Pumps is a family-owned local service, keeping Jackson County moving every day. Swing on by today and get set up for easy 24/7 access.
This is KAIR-FM, Horton Atchison, powered by MSC Radio and found online at mscnews.net.
It's basketball season, and Mueller's Locker Room in Atchison is your home court for all the action. With wall-to-wall TVs, daily food specials, and drinks as smooth as a no-look pass, you won't miss a single slam dunk or buzzer beater. From the opening set to the final buzzer, the best plays happen at Mueller's Locker Room. Where hoops fans huddle up. Mueller's Locker Room, 120 South 2nd in Atchison. Your game day headquarters all season long.
And with that, we welcome you. We're in the Al Wheeler, right here on the campus of Peru State University in Peru, Nebraska, where tonight... I know it's Monday night, and I know it's like you're going, wait a minute, this is not typical, and you'll be correct. It is not typical, but what we are having is college basketball this evening in the Heart of the Mac Athletic Conference. Your Benedictine Ravens being hosted by Peru State. Hello again, everybody, with Joseph back in the studio. He's got his schedule wrangled around, and he's with us here tonight. Joseph, so glad to have you along, producing and engineering and doing all that stuff. Tom counts with you here courtside at the Al Wheeler Activity Center, and... the PA person is introducing the starters to the crowd here this evening. And again, Monday night, because the weather was so just, gosh, awful over the weekend that they pushed the Saturday game until today. And it was much better. Here we go. We're going to introduce the starters, and let me do that for you. First of all, for Peru State, they're going to be starting McKinley Toby. She is a 5'9" guard, a sophomore from Broken Bow, Nebraska. We're going to have Arison Vonderschmidt. She is a 5'10" junior forward out of Falls City Sacred Heart High School. We're going to find Dakota Hainer. Dakota's from Beatrice Freeman High School sophomore. She is 5'8". You move toward the front where you're going to find Savannah Bingham. She's a senior from Plattsburgh, Missouri, 5'8" guard. And running it out, you're going to find Kylie Diaz from Albertville, Minnesota. She's a 6'1" center for Benedictine. And the Lady Ravens, you're going to have the five that, well, we're just grown really accustomed to seeing out here with Wiley Brueggemann and Owen Peters. You're going to have Michaela Bauman with... the Stork sisters, Kelly and Nicole. The ball is up the tip of the way. We're at it. At Peru State coming down with the basketball, and we're going to get a whistle. We're going to get an illegal block right out the get, and the turnover by Peru State. So for the Lady Bobcats, it'll be Dakota picking up her first foul. Dakota Hainer, foul number one, and Benedictine coming up the court with it, and now the official says, no, stop it. Hand me the basketball. We're going to inbound this thing here at midcourt, just right in front of us here at the scorer's table, which, by the way, is where we're seated here this evening. We're right at the scorer's table. So let me turn some of this stuff around. Joseph, I'm going to have you let me know later if you hear the kind of rattling, kind of a racket in the background that I hear, and I'm hoping that you don't. Okay, here we go. Lady Ravens with their first possession of the basketball. Now bring it out on top. Stork will go over to the left side. Here's going to be Kelly. Goes into the lane. The right-hand runner is up and missed. He got her own rebound. Puts it back up. It hangs in the rim. And it falls away. No good. On the board, she goes hard to the floor. And it's going to get away. It's going to go out of bounds. And it will be Benedictine basketball. We're half a minute into the scoreless ball game. Peru State with a cool new big scoreboard down here on the west side. Here's a runner. It's going to go up and miss, and the rebound is going to be cleared down by PSU. Hayner, come out of the bounds, come on, dumps it over to Toby. McKinley will bring it into the forecourt. We're getting in front of the Benedictine Beatrice, which is to my immediate right. Here as I'm on the very end of the scorer's table. Here's a driving shot from the left side. It's going to be up, and it's going to be good. And the first points of the ballgame belong to Peru State. Hitting that bucket is going to be Savannah Bingham. Lady Ravens back down court with it. We are a minute in. 2-0, Peru State. Here's Brueggemann. She'll feed over to the left block. The shot is going to be up and knocked out of the hands of Nicole. It'll go out of bounds of BC with 16 of the shot clock. We'll have it back in at their offensive baseline. It'll come in just to the right side of the lane and lobbed way out on top for Kelly. It's going to be knocked away from her. She chases it into the backcourt, falls to the floor. We're going to get a whistle, and we're going to have a foul on Peru State. It'll be the first foul by Kylie Diaz. And it'll be team foul two for Peru here in the second quarter. 8:50 to go in the first. Lady Ravens trailing it 2-0. Benedictine up the floor with it. Cedars comes in over to the right side to Michaela. They'll feed into the lane. Kelly, this time she'll go with the left hand and scoop and score. It is a 2-2 game at 8.5 to go in the first. Peru State back down with it. They'll launch it off on top. Lob it over to me, and I could have gotten that rebound if I'd have just literally reached a hand out. So it's going to go out of bounds, and Benedict's going to put it back in play right in front of their bench. Nicole brings it in, and Owen brings it up. She'll indicate the offensive play, and that's a bit of a new one as she raises her left index finger to her nose to call the play coming down the floor. Quick shot for the left elbow is up and no good, and the rebound is going to be lost out of play. It's going to come back into Peru State. Not a ton of scoring in the first couple of minutes of the game. 8:17 to go in the opening quarter. It is 2-2 in this Heart of America Athletic Conference Women's College Basketball game. Guys game coming up after this one, so don't go away. We got lots of hoops coming on Care Radio this evening. Peru will swing it over to the right side. Look into the middle. The shot clock at a dozen. Back over is going to be Hayner. They'll skip it into the right side. Back out on top of the travel. Good call. That's going to be Savannah Bingham. Savannah had taken the ball way up top and kind of hit a little shake side to side, side to side, and got a little bit of foot movement going in the middle of that. And back up with the basketball, here comes Benedictine. Still tied at 2. We are 2.5 minutes in. Brueggemann with the basketball. We've not seen her take a shot yet, but we're going to hear from 15 and puts it in. Riley Brueggemann gets her first points of the game, and the Lady Ravens go up at 4-2. 7:25 to play, quarter number one. Peru State, they'll bounce pass over to the right side. Back out on top, all alone. Set shot, 3-2 long. Rebound going to be taken down by Nicole. She's going to bring it up the floor herself. Outlet it down the left side. Brueggemann will stop, square, undefended. Launch a three that misses. And a rebound's going to be snapped around and taken down by Vonderschmidt. At 5'10", Harrison had a good read on that ball and was able to clear it away. Here comes Hayner. Dakota back over to the right side. Gets it there to McKenna Toby. They'll feed into the middle. Diaz with her back to the rim. Kicks it over to the right side. 15 on the shot clock. And the Ravens come in late. Nearly turn it over. They're going to get the ball taken away. It's going to be out of bounds and off Peru. First substitution of the game coming in for Benedictine. Kayla will come into the game. Kayla Fitzgerald. So at 6:50 to go in the opening quarter, don't you just hate that you can't read the scoreboard from here? Then it just kind of drive you crazy. That beautiful new scoreboard, they spent like money on it, and from here, we can't even get to see it. There's a runner from the right side. It's up a good Brueggemann. Picking up her 4 points in the ball game, and the Lady Ravens extend their lead. Now it is 6-2, Benedictine. We're at 6.5 to go in opening quarter. Peru State getting set to go to the bench. Benedictine is going to bring Diana Moser into the game, and for Peru State, Caitlin Sanders will check in out of Lewiston, Nebraska. She is a 5'9 junior guard. We're going to have a foul for Benedictine, and it's going to be on Fitzgerald. It'll be her first. It'll be the Lady Ravens' first team foul. And Benedictine's going to make a couple of substitutions. We're also going to get, is Hattie getting in? Okay. They held things up long enough to rotate Michaela out of the ballgame, and Hattie Gross will come in. So Hattie in the ballgame at 6:22 to go in the opening quarter. The ball will come into the baseline and saved by Peru right in front of the Benedictine bench. They'll come out on top to Bingham. She'll take a shoulder-high dribble all the way around to the right side, feed it off the block. It's going to be stripped away. It's on the floor and taken away by Fitzgerald. Benedictine. Kyla has been knocked away from her and then able to get it over to Brueggemann, and the Ravens are going to try to run. They'll accelerate into the forecourt. Brueggemann will drive down the right side to Renner. Off the Whittemann. Good. She's got a quick six. Half a dozen points, Brueggemann. And the Lady Ravens strength to lead now to 8-2 at 5:55 to go in quarter number one. Caitlin Sanders into the forecourt for the Bobcats. Comes it over to the left side to Bingham. They'll reverse it, bring it back to the top with a three. Set sail off the window and good. You got to love it. Caitlin Sanders comes into the game and picks up her first point. It is 8-5 Lady Ravens. 5.5 to go in the first. The drive to the baseline. Two more for Benedictine. Hattie Gross is going to knock these down. So Hattie getting her first points of the evening. BC doubles up on Peru St. They lead it 10-5. Back around to the right side. They'll skip past to the base. Back out on top. All alone. It's a three wide to the right. Rebound, Nicole. Here comes Brueggemann. Riley brings it down to the left elbow. Kicks it all the way to the baseline. In the corner. Drive it in. Hattie twists and turns. Feet to the block. It's going to be knocked away, but she's able to save it. Hattie brings it back out on top. Brueggemann loses the handle of the dribble for a minute. Able to pick it back up. Backs away, straight away. Three for Riley Brueggemann. She has come out of the gate fast. And Brueggemann hits that bucket, and Benedictine has now a 8-point lead until, as quickly as that, McKenzie Tomey knocks down her first bucket of the game, and it's 13-8. 4.5 to go. We're owed a break here, Joseph. The feed underneath, the shot by Diana Moser does not go in, but she gets fouled, and I suspect, I'll wait for him to call it, we're going to get a timeout, and here it comes. We're taking a break. We're 4 minutes and 23 to go in the opening quarter of women's college basketball here on CARE. It is the Benedictine Lady Ravens 13, Peru State 8.
Good deals are hard to come by these days, unless you're at Taco John's. A crispy beef taco, bean burrito, junior potato olays, and a small drink for just $5? Oh, what a steal. $7 for a pair of crispy beef tacos, plus a nacho crunch beef burrito, junior potato olays, and a small drink? And that's a steal, too. And just $9 for a super crispy beef taco, chicken stuffed grill taco, junior potato olays, churro, and a small drink? Well, now that's highway taco robbery. Order these meal steals in restaurant or online, only at Taco John's.
So coming out of the gate, Benedictine is playing well, shooting well, and this is sometimes where statistics and numbers, you can make them say what you want. You could say Peru State is shooting better than Benedictine. They are. Peru's hitting 60% of their shots. The Ravens are hitting 50%. But just look at the scoreboard of the Ravens with a nice lead. You'll say, how's that? Well, Peru State is 3-5. Benedictine is 6-12. Lady Ravens have 2.5 times as many shots taken and have hit twice as many as Peru State has so far. Moser at the free throw line, and the first one is going to be up a little wide to the left side. Diana will have one more shot coming up here. Hey, guys, Joseph, I still hear it, but if you don't hear it, I'm perfectly great with it. Second free throw rims out, no good, and the rebound is going to be cleared down by Peru. Coming up with a basketball, it's going to be Bingham, and here come the Lady Bobcats. Caitlin Sanders down the floor. She hit that three a moment ago. Kicks it over to McKinley Toby. Toby looks back off on top to Dodd. Skips it into the lane. The give and go. Back on top, a three again. Hit again by Caitlin Sanders. Caitlin hit one a moment ago from the right elbow. That one comes from the left. And with those two shots, the Lady Raven lead is trimmed quickly to two. It is 13-11 Benedictine. Hattie comes down with it. Gets tangled up at the free throw line. Will lob it back out on top. Gets it there to Kyla. And now back on top to Stork, Fitzgerald. Back over to the right side. Ravens look to go into the middle. The ball gets batted loose. It's on the floor. And as they wrestle for the basketball, we get a jump called as the shot clock expires. So the call for the jump ball would have been just before the shot clock went to zero. So if it's Benedict and Rollins, they're going to have it in with a second or two. Yeah, they're going to review it and look at that. Joseph, we're going to take a break. They're going to come over and see at what point in the shot clock that jump ball came, and we're taking a break. 3.5 to go. We're in the opening quarter. It's Benedict and 13 for Mercedes 11.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacement, or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Acheson Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Acheson Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer with locations in Leavenworth, Sabetha, and Smithville, and of course in Acheson at 424 Woodlawn Avenue.
Well, for Benedict in the early going of the ball game, Riley Brueggemann has been absolutely fantastic. She's 4 of 6 from the floor, 1 of 3 from outside. Her only misses have been on a couple of three-point shots, and she leads all scorers with 9. For her state, those couple of three-point shots by Caitlin Sanders has her in front for the Lady Bobcats with 6. McKinley Toby has hit a 3, and so she has second leading scoring honors with 3. Only other 2 points were shot by Savannah Bingham. So for Peru State, they are not beating Benedict in the lane. They're not beating them up close. They are only in this game because of hitting 3 three-point shots. And they're going to give it to Lady Ravens with 1 on the shot clock. So that's what's going to happen coming off the jump ball. BC will have it with 1 on the clock. Looking. It'll come in, and they have no way of getting that shot off. The defense is there, and there was no hope to get it away, and Benedictine is going to turn it over with a shot clock violation. Peru State, 3 of 5 three-point shooting. Benedictine is 1 of 3. Lady Ravens are going to go now with some full court pressure. The ball is out on top, handled up here by McKinley. McKinley-Toby, back over to the right side. Bingham will go baseline, puts it up, puts it in. Savannah Bingham has 4, and this game is suddenly tied at 13. With 3 minutes to go in the opening quarter, we're starting over at 13 apiece. Pass comes top side. Here's Hattie for 3. Knocks it down. Hattie Gross from outside. Picking up her 5th points of the ball game and putting the Lady Ravens right back in front. Full court pressure by Benedictine. The ball will get across the timeline with the outlet pass down the left side. The bounce into the lane. Little one-handed runner is going to be up and good for Bunderschmidt. Her first point of the game. It is 16-15, Benedictine by 1. 2.5 to go in the opening quarter of this women's college game in the Heart of America Athletic Conference. We're in Nebraska tonight. Here's a feed into the middle. It turns into a turnover. A little miscommunication. The ball ends up in the hands of Peru State, driving in Bingham in a collision, and we're going to get a blocking foul. The whistle is going to be on Benedictine, and Hattie will collect her first foul of the game. It'll be the Lady Ravens' second foul here in this opening quarter. Fitzgerald and Mosier out of the game, and the Ravens are going to get a couple of starters back in. They're belong to Peru, coming into their baseline. Shot clock at 24. The lob comes in way out top side to Toby. McKinley comes right. There were a little motion to Sanders. She's hitting that threes, but that one won't go. Rebound to BC. Nicole comes down with the basketball. Over to the right side of Brueggemann. She looks into the middle. Now will accelerate. Drive past her defender. Falls away. Turns. Shoots it off the window. Gets 2 more. Caitlin Sanders could not stop Riley Brueggemann. 11 for Riley. And it's 18-15, Benedictine with 1:45 and rolling to go in the opening quarter. The feed to the baseline corner left. Stepping inside near travel. Now the defender falls. The three-point shot's going to be too strong. Nicole will rebound it down. Here comes Brueggemann up the court, exchanging hands on the dribble. She gets it to the top of the key. Looks into the middle, twisting and turning with the left foot. Skips it out on top to Dieters. Owen will start to the right side. Gets around her defender. Goes all the way to the baseline. The feed underneath. And before the Brueggemann shot, we have a whistle. We have a foul. It's going to be the first foul of the ball game for Peru's Savannah Bingham. So, back into the game is going to come Dakota Hainer and Connie Diaz. Ravens are going to have it into the baseline. Inbound pass is too short. And Kelly gets knocked to the floor. And we got to have a foul here, right? Yeah. The foul is going to be on Diaz. Kylie comes back into the game, and literally not 1 second comes off the clock before she picks up her second personal foul. And I suspect that's going to get her right back off the floor as Benedictine coming to the free throw line. Diaz out there kind of talking to herself, thinking, man, how did that happen so fast? At the free throw line for Benedictine, it'll be Kelly Stork, the freshman from Adel, Iowa. So take her time and eye it up. Knock it down. For Kelly, it'll be point number 3 this evening. She'll take her time and look this one over. It is on its way, and it'll rattle home. And Stork has 4, and just to clear it up, Kylie Diaz does not come out of the game. She's out there with 2 fouls. 75 seconds to go in the opening quarter. Benedictine pushed back to a 20-15 lead. The feed over to the right side. Here's Bingham for 3. In and out. No. Rebound. Pulled out Brueggemann. Riley has a defender on her hip, but she races into the forecourt. Swings it over to the left side to Dieters. Bit of a head fake. Drives across, and her pass into the lane tricked everybody, including her teammate. Is this going to get away and go out of bounds? But a break for Benedictine. Touched last by a Bobcat player. Career State's going to get Tierra Dodd back into the game. And that will bring Diaz out. BC with 21 on the shot clock, looking to inbound at the baseline. They'll get underneath to Nicole, who bounces it off her ankle, has to retrieve it way up high. BC will maintain control of the basketball. Gross, Brueggemann, Dieter, Stork, and Stork are the Raven 5, and we will have a hold in the middle on Caitlin Sanders. So for Caitlin, it'll be a couple of fouls. And that will put BC at the free throw line. Stepping up there for Benedictine is going to be the junior, Nicole Stork. First one, perfect. Nicole Stork collects her first point of the evening. Benedictine goes up 6. One more shot coming up, and that one is perfect also. BC goes up 7. It's 22-15, and Benedictine is on a 6-0 run. 45 seconds left in the opening quarter. Peru into the forecourt. Way out on top of it is going to be Hainer. She swings it over to the left side. It's McKinley Toby. Toby back right side to Sanders. Offense kind of standing around. A bounce pass in the middle is going to be stolen by Brueggemann. The official runs in and gets a jump ball called. Brueggemann, I think, was hoping to get a timeout called while she had control of the ball, but did not get that to happen. So it'll belong to Peru State. 7 on the shot clock, 22 seconds left in the first quarter. Peru looking to bring it in. It'll be Hainer looking, wants it out on top, lobs it up high. It's going to be fielded by Sanders. She'll go to the left side. Shot clock at 2, shot clock at 1. The shot up, no, and a Raven foul with 1 on the shot clock, and it is going to be on Owen. So for Owen Dieters, foul number 1 for Benedictine, it'll be team foul 3. And the shot clock is off. Dieters is going to come out of the ball game, and Diana Moser will come in. Owen just going to get a few seconds of extra rest here at the end of the opening quarter. Shot clock will be off. 16 seconds left. There we go. It's good to have somebody at the scoreboard who knows how that stuff works, right? I love it. Okay, here comes in the lob out on top. Plenty of time for Peru. A little look over the shoulder at the coach. Here's going to be Dakota. 9 seconds to go. Into the lane. The ball shot up off the window. Oh, it was a pretty shot. It's going to be up and good by Toby. And that will take us to the end of the opening quarter. We'll be back. First quarter in the book here in Nebraska. It's a Benedictine Lady Ravens 22, Peru State 17.
Looking for a fresh, fast, and delicious meal in Atchison? Head to Subway, conveniently located under the 5th Street Viaduct. From made-to-order sandwiches and wraps to crisp salads, protein bowls, and breakfast options, Subway has something for everyone, any time of day. And be sure to watch for their special $6.99 meal of the day for a great deal on your favorites. Fresh ingredients,
great value, and made just the way you like it. Eat fresh at Subway in Atchison.
With you here in Peru, Nebraska. Welcome back, everybody. Joseph, producing at Engineering at KRadio Sports Studio. And let's take a little bit of a look at how scoring has gone in that opening quarter, shall we? First of all, for the home team, Lady Bobcats, Peru State is still led by Caitlin Sanders with those half a dozen points. Hot on her heels, McKinley Toby with five, Savannah Bingham four, and the other two belong to Harrison Vonderschmidt for the Lady Ravens. Wow. What an opening quarter for Riley Brogerman. 5 of 7 shooting the ball. 11 points already. 5 for Hattie Gross in second spot. Kelly Stork has 4. Nicole Stork has the other 2. Lady Ravens are going to have the ball on alternate possession to begin the second quarter. And we're back underway. Welcome to Peru State. 9:50 to go, just underway in the second quarter. Feed underneath the shot, left-handed, up and good, Nicole Stork for 2. It'll be her 4th points in the ball game, and BC stretches its lead now to 24-17. For Benedictine, that is, they're just on a real run right now. They have outscored Peru State, I'm just going back here to 8-2, is that right? It was 16-15 just a minute ago. Lady Ravens coming back up the floor with it. Full court pressure applied by Cruz David. BC will break it easily with the outlet pass. Out on top is Brueggemann. Nice into the lane. Cuts it back over to the left side. The three is washed and hit. What a nice shot from the outside by Michaela Bauman. Michaela's first bucket of the game. 27-17, Benedictine by 10. 9:20 to go in the opening half. Benedictine has... quick scan out here. No, they do not have the starting five out there. They've got 4 of the starting 5. Peters is not out there right now. Here's a 3 up and missing, and an offensive rebound by Peru. The ball's going to be lost out of bounds, and we will have a foul called on Benedictine. It'll be on Brueggemann. Riley's first foul of the second quarter by either team. Peru is going to run Savannah Bingham back into the game for Sanders. So for BC, Brueggemann, Bauman, Stork, and Mosier. Here's a shot up missing. Ravens rebound. Brueggemann races, goes coast to coast, drives, shoots, doesn't get it. Rebound, Kelly had it, lost it. Pick back up, Nicole goes up. We get a whistle. And was there a foul or did it just get away and get out of bounds? They're going to say it goes out of bounds. It'll be Lady Raven basketball. 8.5 to go in the half. 8:37 to go. Ravens looking to get it brought in play, and here we go. It'll be brought in by Mosier. She'll bring it in. Brueggemann, whose quick shot, she was too close to the rim. It goes up and straight back down. Brueggemann claims that she was pushed and fouled. The official says, I didn't see that. And Peru State into the forecourt with the basketball. Hainer hands it up topside. Lobs it out high to Dodd. Tierra will back to the free throw line. Gets it over to Vonderschmidt. Peru taking a lot of time. Shot clock in single digits. From the left block. It's up. It's good. The bucket up underneath is in by Vonderschmidt. She's got her 4th point of the ball game. It's 27-19. Benedictine, 2 minutes gone in quarter number 2. Out on top is going to be Stork. Nicole gets it over to Brueggemann. Riley will look into the middle. She's trying to get Kelly down there. And we'll lob it down low, and a defender knocks Kelly to the floor. Kelly Stork will put in a lot of time on the floor because she is in there where the players are pushing and shoving and banging around, and she will get a lot of that kind of contact. Ravens are going to bring it in at the baseline. Dieters goes into the left side. Bauman will sidestep a defender. It'll come out on top. Kelly will go 3. Perfect. Here's the thing, or rather, Nicole. Here's the thing. Nicole Stork is a very good perimeter shooter. Doesn't take a lot of those shots, but she's got that classic high arcing, I always call it a raptor duster kind of a shot. really geometrically increases your odds of making it go in. And she hits that three. Ravens go up again by 10. 29-19, Benedictine, 7:20 to go in the second quarter. Running shot from the left side is up and missing. The rebound is going to be tipped down and lost out of bounds by Bauman. Back it'll come to Peru State. Peters, Fitzgerald, and Moser. Bauman and Nicole Stork for the Benedictine five. Peru's got Toby with Vonderschmidt out there. I see Dodd and Hainer and Savannah Bingham. Now a couple of the officials at the top of the key talking it over. 20 on the shot clock. They're making sure that that's not a full reset. And it's not. Good call. The inbound on top. Wide open. Undefended. Three is going to go off the glass of McKinley. Toby hits another one. Her second three, her eighth point. It is 29-22. And we're 7 minutes ago in the opening half. Michaela comes out on top to Nicole. And we get a whistle off the ball, an offensive foul, an illegal screen by Michaela Bauman. It'll be her first foul. Benedictine has committed 2 second quarter fouls. Peru State has none. Kind of different than the opening quarter. Peru State got a lot of foul trouble early on. And now the upcourt pass, undefended on the other end of the floor. Vonderschmidt for her sixth point. 29-24. Peru State not giving up anything. Little skip pass to the right side underneath of the reverse layup. It rolls around, and it's going to be good for Kyla Fitzgerald. So Kyla gets her first points of the evening, 31-24, Benedictine. Peru State will reverse the ball to the left side, come back up on top, and here's another three. That one kicks off the rim. No. Rebound's tipped out, and Nicole pull it down, gets it away to Kyla, takes it down the right side, feeds underneath, reverse layup again by Michaela. Bauman with five now, 33-24. And as the ball gets to midcourt, we're going to get a Peru State timeout. Taking a break with the Lady Bobcats. 5:57 to go in the half. It's Benedictine 33, Peru State 24.
Whether you're hosting friends, enjoying a cozy evening at home, or celebrating life's little moments, Hunley Liquor has everything you need to elevate the occasion. Choose from a wide selection of domestic and imported beers, fine wines, and premium spirits to make any gathering special. Hunley Liquor, 119 South 9th Street in Atchison. Hometown friendly, hometown helpful. That's Hunley Liquor.
Okay, now, this is, I don't intend to make this a real quiz, you know, but just in case you like to show off your memory, remember these two teams didn't play that long ago. Back up at Enola Gymnasium, it was actually just earlier this month on the 7th of January, Benedictine had a home game with Peru State, Lady Ravens winning that one. 80-74. So, just kind of giving you a little flashback to that game, which was only a few weeks ago. By the way, in that game, Benedictine was led by Ronnie Brueggemann and Owen Dieters with 21 points apiece. Kelly Stork had 17 and Nicole had a dozen. And now Benedictine putting the ball in play in the backcourt, and we're going to have a Peru foul on the inbound. It's going to be on Toby, her first foul of the game. First second quarter foul by Peru. And here comes Benedictine. Owen Dieters will get into the forecourt, work her way over to the left side. 5:40 to go in the first half. Lady Ravens with the basketball, leading it 33-24. And now Moser has the ball thrown to her. And again, an aggressive defensive move by McKinley Toby. And after Kevin committed no fouls, she goes back to back, picking up two in the course of less than 20 seconds. Ravens are going to have it in play in front of the Bobcat bench. Again, Benedictine in front by nine. Back and in is going to be Nicole. Head fake, shoots, and scores. Nicole Stork. 7 and a quarter, 9 in the game, 35-24. Lady Ravens up 11. It is their largest lead. Here's a feed to the right side. The ball is going to be knocked away into the middle. It'll be taken down by Kyla. She'll go left side. Michaela runs and shoots and draws the foul. It wouldn't go in for her, but she's coming to the free throw line. The foul is going to be the second this evening for Dakota Hainer, and it'll be Peru's third second quarter foul. BC's going to get Kelly Stork back into the game. She'll trade out with Nicole. And coming to the free throw line, Michaela. First one's good. Michaela having a great second quarter after having no points in quarter number one. She's got 6 already here in the second. Free throw will make it 7. And Benedictine stretches its lead down to 37-24. We're just over 5 minutes to go in the first half. Here's Peru into the forecourt. The Benedictine defense has just been stifling. Working the way over to the right side. Peru with the basketball. They'll feed down to the side of the block. It's going to be stolen by Dieters. Owen up the court. She's going to be basically 1-on-3. Goes all the way to the rim. Can't hit the shot, but draws the foul. Owen Dieters coming to the free throw line. Oh, by the way, my little reminder in the background lets me know that it's a great time to remind you as Dakota Hainer picks up her third foul and the Ravens come to the line. And the first shot is going to be up, but will not go in for Owen. You're enjoying college basketball this evening here on KAIRFM Horton Atchison. Second free throw, yeah. First point of the game for Owen Dieters. 38-24 Benedictine. Their largest lead of the game now, 14 and 440 to play in the first half. The upcourt pass is going to be slapped and knocked away and gone out of bounds. I would have thought maybe we were going to have a timeout here taken, but apparently no. They're just going to play on, and I'm good with that. Here's Prue putting it in bounds. Comes way off on top. The lob to the right side of the lane, driving in off the block, falling away. Oh, that was a pretty shot. Hard work and a good bucket in the middle for Peru by Diaz, her first point of the game. 38-26, 4:20 to go in the half. Benedictine right side, here's Michaela, goes to the block, feeds across. Kelly shot, blocks, and she got fouled. And that is going to be another foul on Kylie Diaz. It'll be her third. You've got 2 players for Peru now already with 3 personal fouls. And coming to the free throw line for Benedictine, it's going to be Kylie. Free throw, perfect. 3 for 3 at the free throw line and 5 points. One more shot coming up. And boom, Kelly Stork will hit them both. Give her 6th point of the game. Bauman will rotate out. And back into the lineup will come Hattie Gross. With 4:11 to go in the first half, Benedictine goes up 40-26. For the second time, Lady Ravens lead by 14. And the ball into the fourth quarter, the Raven defense swarming. And that is going to be a kind of Fitzgerald. It is her 2nd foul. Nicole is going to come back in. So Nicole Stork will check back into the game. 4 minutes left in the first half. The ball coming in from the far side, Bingham. And now the shot by Savannah. No, the rebound. And we're going to have a Brueggemann foul. Yeah. Riley's 2nd. So Benedictine, 5 fouls, so we're going to see free throw shot here. Peru coming in the line, or going to be putting it to bounce. I thought that was going to be a shot taken. Oh, that's only the 4th against BC. 5 by Peru. So we'll fix that. And here's a spinning shot by Caitlin Sanders, and she's got 8. So let's kind of reset a little bit. 40-28 Benedictine, 3:40 to go in the half. BC will feed underneath. Kelly with the left-handed reverse layup is good. Kelly Stork with 8 points. and Benedictine. Back on defense, here's a floater from the right side. It's good by Vonderschmidt. Harrison Vonderschmidt, 6 in the quarter, 8 in the game. And a Raven lead again, trimmed to a dozen at 42-30. 3 minutes ago, and a pass over to the left side is going to be just out of the reach of Hattie. It's going to go out of bounds and into the Peru State bench. Bobcats will bring it in and go into the forecourt with the cross-court pass. Back out on top it goes, and the feet underneath. No, rebound, Owen Dieters. Here comes Benedictine. Dieters will weave her way into the forecourt, swings it over to the right side. Skip pass underneath. Nicole will left-hand shot too softly. And a rebound cleared away by Peru State. Bobcats will run it up the floor with 2 minutes and 40 to go in the first half. They'll feed it over above the block, back on top, 3-point shot, online but too short. And a rebound is going to be tipped away, pulled down by Nicole, gets it away to Owen. Dieters to the left hand will dribble it into the forecourt in front of the scorers, able to take it down the left side to the Peru bench. Puts it back out on top to Stork, right side Moser. 20 on the shot clock, 2:20 to go in the first half. Benedictine with a basketball and with a 12-point lead. Nicole has it top side, gets it over to Kelly. She'll have it between the circles to the left side. Hattie, she'll launch the three. It's off the right lip of the rim. No good. Rebound cleared away by Peru State and McKinley Toby into the forecourt. Toby kicks it to the right side. Caitlin with it. Sanders will dribble it out on top and slow the tempo of this game a little bit. Benedictine would like to go fast. Peru State having trouble with that. With a minute 50 to go in the half. The feet goes underneath, twisting, turning. The shot is up. No. Rebound pulled down by the Ravens. Kelly comes up with a basketball and gets it away to Moser. Diana will attack the basket, feeds across for Nicole, and it's going to be knocked away from her and out of bounds. And it will be Benedictine basketball. Ravens are going to take a timeout as Kiara Dodd gets set to come back in for Peru State. And we have a break in the action with only a minute 42 to go in the opening half of the ladies' game. It's Benedictine 42, Peru State 30.
Ready to make history and maybe $500? During halftime at this season's home basketball games at Atchison High School and Atchison County Community High School, you could be one of two lucky contestants who will have a chance to make a half-court shot to win $500, sponsored by Amberwell Orthopedic Care and Sports Medicine. Tickets for a chance to shoot will be sold at the gate, and all ticket proceeds go to the schools. Win or lose, it's a shot worth taking. See you at the game.
Coming into the ballgame this evening, Benedictine, 15-5 on a season, 11-1 in the Heart of America Athletic Conference, all alone at the top, but only a half a game in front of the number two team. Peru State comes in today at 10-9. They are 7-5 in conference play. From the top, the shot for three. Rolls off, won't drop for Hattie, but an offensive rebound to Moser for three. Wide to the left side. Rebound pulled down by Peru, and then a little bit of a push, and Hattie's going to get whistled for the foul. So Hattie Groves will have her second foul of the evening with a minute 29 to go and a half, and she'll check out. Lady Ravens are up a dozen. The ball will go to the other end of the floor where Peru State will send Harrison Vonderschmidt to the line. She hasn't had a free throw tonight, but her first one is going to be perfect. And for her, it's going to be 9 points now. She can get double figures here in the first half with this second free throw. And knocks it right down. Vonderschmidt having a good first half. 42-32, Benedictine. A minute 20 to go in the half. Here are the Lady Ravens. Michaela to Moser to Stork. Up and in. Benedictine making a living off that block. Nicole with two more. 44-32. We're just over a minute left in the half. Little hook shot from the left side. There it is. Vonderschmidt. She has been fantastic after two in the opening quarter. She's got 10 here in the second. And Benedictine again finds its lead cut to 10. We're in the last minute of the first half. From the baseline, two more for Nicole. 46-34. Half a minute to go in the half. Through between the circles. Skips it over to the left side. Into the lane. Speed across. And that's, I'll tell you what, Erica is absolutely unstoppable right now in the middle. 46-36. Harrison Vonderschmidt is missing nothing. We'll talk about her numbers when we get to halftime. That's only 15 seconds away. Here's Michaela. Plays off an ice cream by Kelly. Out on top to Mosier. Skips it to Nicole. Back out on top. Kelly for three. Doesn't hit it. Rebound. Owen up and in. And that will get us to halftime. A nice little power shot by Owen Dieters. It's her first field goal of the game. And we'll be back to summarize the opening half. Ladies teams headed for the locker room at halftime. It's the Benedictine Lady Ravens 48, Peru State 36.
It's time now for the Taco John's Halftime Show on your local sports authority, CARE Radio 93.7 FM, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network. Taco John's, bigger, bolder, better.
Good deals are hard to come by these days, unless you're at Taco John's. A crispy beef taco, bean burrito, junior potato olays, and a small drink for just $5? Oh, what a steal. $7 for a pair of crispy beef tacos, plus a nacho crunch beef burrito, junior potato olays, and a small drink? That's a steal, too. And just $9 for a super crispy beef taco, chicken stuffed grill taco, junior potato olays, churro, and a small drink? Well, now that's highway taco robbery. Order these meal steals in-restaurant or online, only at Taco John's.
Ready to look and feel your best? Snap Fitness in Atchison is more than just a 24-hour gym. With three tanning beds, you can get that perfect glow. Appointments are available Monday through Thursday from 10 to 1 and 2 to 6, and Fridays and Saturdays from 10 to 12. Stop by Snap Fitness at 409 Commercial or call 913-367-1511 to book your tanning session today. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness.
All right, if you're any team at a conference looking at this game tonight, you're thinking, I don't want to play either of these clubs this evening because both Benedictine and Peru State are absolutely red hot. They're both playing very good basketball. And Benedictine, though, goes to the locker room with a 12-point lead. Let's look at how that happened. First of all, a check of the scoring for you. For Peru State, how about Arison Vonderschmidt? Let's see. She is, oh, I don't know, 6 of 6 shooting the basketball. That's pretty good. 2 of 2 at the free throw line. 14 points. Leads her team, leads all scorers at intermission. Caitlin Sanders has 8. McKinley Toby has 8. 4.5 Savannah Bingham and the other 2 belong to Connie Diaz. For Benedictine, how about Nicole Stewart? 12 first half points. Rhonda Brueggemann with 11. 8 for Kelly Stewart. Michaela Bauman has 7. Hattie Gross on 2 of 3 from the floor. She's got 5. And Owen Dieters with 3. Connor Fitzgerald, the other 2 for Benedictine. So I'm just going to say it. A lot of points. 48-36. Those are big, big numbers at halftime. How did I get here to those numbers? Well, with some very good shooting. Peru State is 15 of 28, 53%+. Benedictine is 18 of 31. That is over 58% from the floor. From the outside, Peru is 4 of 12. Benedictine is 3 of 8, both shooting about that one-third. At the free throw line, Peru is 2 of 2. The Ravens, this is really where they've helped put their lead together at 9 of 12 at the free throw line. Peru State has also been forced into 9 turnovers. So the Ravens defense, along with the excellent shooting, has been a real good 1-2 combo that's given them this 12-point halftime lead. Quick look at fouls. Not a real issue for Benedictine. You've got Riley and Kyla and Hattie with 2 apiece. Someone else with more than 1. For Peru State, Dakota Hainer and Kylie Diaz, each with 3. McKinley Toby has 2. And that is how the fouls shape up for the first half for Peru State. So, again, in a nutshell, great ball game. 2 teams playing very, very well. And this is going to be a high-scoring and exciting game all the way to the finish. And after this game's over, we're not even done because the guys' game are coming up. In fact, the men's teams are out of the court right now warming up for our second half of the doubleheader tonight. We anticipated starting around 7:30-ish. And so we'll be looking forward to bringing you the men's game after the ladies' game is over. That said, we're going to take a little bit of a breather. We'll be back. Second half of the ladies' game coming up next here on Care Radio. But right now, with that intermission score, Benedictine 48, Bruce State 36. Back we go to Joseph at a Care Radio Sports Studio. He's got your frigid January halftime.
Stop by Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill for lunch or dinner. With their signature stack burgers, chicken sandwiches, and chicken strip baskets, there's something for everyone. Top it off with a classic DQ treat like the Hot Foot Sundae, Dipped Cone, or one of the many Blizzard flavors. All right now at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Happy tastes good.
Looking for the ultimate night out? Head to High Voltage Bar and Dance, where the fun never stops. Open late every day of the week. Sundays, join them at 1:30 for bingo. Tuesday nights, get your boots on for free line dance lessons. And don't miss our weekend lineup. Fridays and Saturdays, it's karaoke, a DJ, or a live band bringing the house down. For all the latest updates, check out the High Voltage Facebook page. High Voltage Bar and Dance, 7-Eleven Commercial in Atchison, where every night is a good time.
If you lift up a couch cushion, empty pants pockets at the washing machine, or search your vehicle, you will probably find some loose change rolling around. Hi, this is Brian Casey of Union State Bank of Atchison. Did you know that loose change is important to the local businesses in your community who depend on it for transactions? The U.S. Mint is asking Americans to put those coins back in circulation by spending them or taking them to your nearest bank location to deposit. All 7 Union State Bank locations can help your friends and neighbors when you bring in your change jars. Learn more at mybankusb.com. Member FDIC.
Good evening, and thank you for joining us right here at Hot Country 93.7. Taking a look at the Care Country Sports Schedule. We've got a lot on tap for you coming up this week. Tomorrow night, Tuesday night, we've got Mar Hill Mount Academy basketball as they will be taking on Bishop Ward. Tune in right around 6 p.m. for the girls' game. The boys should take to the court sometime right around 8 p.m. or so. Wednesday, we do not have Benedictine basketball. Again, a programming note to note, no BC basketball this Wednesday. They're taking the night off. Thursday comes to Sports Look, where Tom and Gus Kautz discuss the local, regional, and national sports scene. Sports Look airs immediately following the 5 o'clock news report, right around 5:15 to 5:20. After Sports Look, we've got the High School Coaches Insight Show, where we interview the coaches of Mar Hill Mount Academy, Atchison High, ACCHS, and JCN. Join us for that immediately following Sports Look. Then we will have on Friday night, Atchison versus Lafayette basketball. Tune in right around 6 p.m. for the girls' game. The boys should take to the court around 8 p.m. or so. Saturday brings us back to Benedictine basketball as the Benedictine men's and women's team will be taking on Central Methodist. Tune in at 2 p.m. for the women's game. Men should take to the court sometime right around 4 p.m.
Are you looking for a fast, secure place to fill up your vehicle's tank? Stop in at the Pumps just south of Holton, powered by BMP Propane and Knotty Pine Oil. Whether you are filling up your tank, grabbing a snack, or just need a pit stop on Old 75 Highway, the Pumps has you covered. The Pumps offers E10 87, Premium 91 no ethanol, dyed diesel, clear diesel, and DEF. The Pumps is a family-owned local service, keeping Jackson County moving every day. Swing on by today and get set up for easy 24/7 access.
Hi, this is Dr. Carrie Cowan with Atchison Animal Clinic. Atchison Animal Clinic has been committed to providing veterinary services to Atchison and the surrounding areas for over 75 years, and our commitment has never been stronger. Offering same-day sick appointments and happily accepting new clients, we pride ourselves on being ready and available to service your veterinary needs when you need us. Atchison Animal Clinic, where service, satisfaction, and animal health meet.
It's time for you to get the care that you deserve. When you're in our hands, you can rest assured that you're getting the best that there is. Here at Atchison Senior Village, we strive every day to be the skilled nursing facility of choice in our community. We make sure that each day you spend with us is filled with the caliber of service that will make your stay comfortable, safe, and therapeutic. Our in-house therapy team promotes quality outcomes for short-term, long-term, and outpatient residents. Let us take care of you or your loved one. For more information, contact me, Nikki Weigel, today at 913-209-0138.
Taking a look around the Heart of America Athletic Conference, we have a final to report. It's actually in men's basketball with Graceland topping Mid-American Nazarene earlier. Graceland men had a 72-65 victory over MANU. Taking a look at women's games in action right now, and this is slightly disturbing. We've had the same score for Graceland Mid-American Nazarene women for longer than 20 minutes, but it could just be reporting slowly. Mid-American Nazarene at the half was leading Graceland 45-22. At the half in this game, we've got the Benedictine Lady Ravens at 42 points over the Peru State Bobcats 30. In the William Woods Culver Stockton game, at the half, the Culver Stockton ladies are leading William Woods 40-19. I'll be back in just a moment with a good look at that weather I forecast.
At Hummelgaard Family Dentistry in Atchison, your comfort and health come first. You're in good hands.
I'm Dr. Jordan Hummelgaard, formerly Campbell. I grew up right here in Atchison. Caring for the community means everything to me. We take time to listen and make sure you feel comfortable and cared for, whether it's your first visit or your 50th. When you walk through our doors, you're family.
Hummelgaard Family Dentistry at 913-367-7270. Or stop by 817 Santa Fe and Atchison. Hummelgaard Family Dentistry.
It's basketball season, and Mueller's Locker Room in Atchison is your home court for all the action. With wall-to-wall TVs, daily food specials, and drinks as smooth as a no-look pass, you won't miss a single slam dunk or buzzer beater. From the opening set to the final buzzer, the best plays happen at Mueller's Locker Room, where hoops fans huddle up. Mueller's Locker Room, 120 South 2nd in Atchison, your game day headquarters all season long.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacement, or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Atchison Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer with locations in Leavenworth, Sabetha, and Smithville, and of course in Atchison at 424 Woodlawn Avenue.
Here is your Hot Country 93.7 forecast. Lows level off around 10 above. Tonight, under clear skies, winds out of the southwest, 8 to 15 miles an hour. Mainly clear skies tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 26. Mainly clear skies tomorrow night. Lows level off around 6 above. Lots of sunshine and dry. Wednesday, clouds on the increase by Thursday. Low 30s Wednesday, low 20s by Thursday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
For Hot Country 93.7, this is Joseph Kerr with you this evening. Currently, it is 17 degrees and clear in downtown Atchison. The winds are out of the south-southwest at 15 miles per hour. The relative humidity is 66%. The barometric pressure is falling at 30.29 inches of mercury. And we've got a dew point of 8 degrees. Currently feels like 3 degrees out there. If you're out and about, be careful for the refreezing that will have occurred. There could be plenty of black ice tonight. The recipe's just right. Anyway, we'll be joining Tom Couts in just a moment.
Looking for a fresh, fast, and delicious meal in Atchison? Head to Subway, conveniently located under the 5th Street Viaduct. From made-to-order sandwiches and wraps to crisp salads, protein bowls, and breakfast options, Subway has something for everyone, any time of day. And be sure to watch for their special $6.99 meal of the day for a great deal on your favorites. Fresh ingredients, great value, and made just the way you like it. Eat fresh at Subway in Atchison.
Whether you're hosting friends, enjoying a cozy evening at home, or celebrating life's little moments, Hunley Liquor has everything you need to elevate the occasion. Choose from a wide selection of domestic and imported beers, fine wines, and premium spirits to make any gathering special. Hunley Liquor, 119 South 9th Street in Atchison. Hometown friendly, hometown helpful. That's Hunley Liquor.
You've been listening to the Taco John's Halftime Show on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. We now rejoin Tom and Gus Couts live at the arena for the second half action.
Oh, there's a lot of games going on around the Hunter Barbaric Athletic Conference. Well, not a lot of games. It's a little bit of a short schedule. The three games going on right now. Mid-America is absolutely dispatching Graceland 45-22. That's at the end of three quarters. Okay, three quarters, they've scored 45. Benedictine's got 48 at halftime. At the half, Culver Stockton leads William Woods 40-19, and Benedictine here to get ready to go to the second half with a 12-point lead at Peru State 48-36. Welcome back, everybody, and many thanks to Joseph. Oh, yeah, Joseph, I don't like the weather forecast that you gave, but that's out of our hands. Thank you very much. Well done, man. Joseph handling all the production and engineering and all that stuff back at the Care Radio Sports Studio. Teams are huddled up around the respective coaching staff. We're about ready to go in the second half. For Benedictine, looks like it's going to be that original five of Riley Brueggemann and Owen Peters with Michaela Bauman, Kelly Stork, and Nicole Stork. For Peru State, McKinley Toby, Harrison Vonderschmidt, Dakota Hainer, Savannah Bingham, and Kylie Diaz. Benedictine with a ways in the traveling black uniforms with red and white. Peru State in the home whites with that royal blue lettering and trim. Here we go. It belonged to Peru to begin the second half, and Ravens are going to come up with a steal right out of the gate. Here comes Benedictine. Stolen by Brueggemann up the court. It's going to be Dieter. She pulls up her dribble. Needs a little help. Kelly's going to come up and give her an outlet, and as it goes back to Dieter, she's bowled over, knocked to the floor. It'll be the second foul of the game for Savannah Bingham. So Bingham picking up the first foul of the second half by either team, and at 9:46 to go in the third quarter, Lady Ravens will have it in place. Their baseline, that'll come in out on top. Nicole back to the right side to Owen. She's just going to square up, launch a three that spins out, and the rebound is going to go out of bounds to Peru State. So Peru will put it in play from the backcourt. Here comes the Peru offense. Here's a quick three. It's too long. And a rebound pulled down. Owen Dieters. And back up with it will come Benedictine. Dieters down the left side to the free throw line. Down the right side. Kelly goes up, draws a foul, and Kyla Diaz just kind of throws her hands in the air. She says, I don't know what to do. I don't know how to stop that inside game for Benedictine as she collects her fourth foul of the game. 9:20 to go in the opening, or in the third quarter. So 9:20 to go there, third quarter. Kyla Diaz, four personal fouls. Here's Kelly at the free throw line. Her first one's up and good. She is 5 of 5 at the line with 9 points. One more shot coming up for her here. Takes her time and drops it through. So the first 2 points in the second half belong to Benedictine. It is 50-36. Lady Ravens in front. Peru back down court with it. Over to the left side. Going to go Toby. Back out on top to Hainer. Dakota slides over to the right. Looks inside off the block. Hooking her shot in. There's going to be a foul on Kelly. So it's Kylie Diaz and Kelly Stork continue to battle it in the middle. That foul is going to be on Benedictine. And Kelly, are you ready for this? Her first foul tonight. Kylie Diaz, with only 2 points in the game, has not had a free throw appearance yet this evening. Her first one. No. It bounces around a little bit and is not going to go in. One more shot coming up, and this one in and out, no good. Rebound, Benedictine. Benedictine, as I mentioned, on top of the Heart of America Athletic Conference, 11-1, tied with now Mid-America. As Mid-America's team has ended, here's a shot from inside. It misses. The rebound slapped out on top. Dieters is going to recover it. Put it up and in for three. Owen Dieters doubles her evening scoring with one shot, and it is now 53-36 Benedictine. 8:20 to go in the third quarter, and a steal by Brueggemann. Riley up the floor, slides over to the left side, goes halfway down the lane, keeps the dribble alive, bang, brings it back out on top, goes to Owen on the left side. She'll cut into the lane, change directions, goes up with the left hand and missed it, and The Ravens coming down with a rebound off the missed shot, but a foul is going to be blown on Savannah Bingham. It'll be her third. Three fouls on Bingham, three fouls by Peru State in the third quarter. And the Bombcats are going to get Tierra Dodd back in the game and also Caitlin Sanders. Coming to the line for Benedictine is Owen Dieters. With 6 points, she is one of two at the line. That one is up and good. Ravens go up 54-36. One more shot for Owen, and there it is. 55-36, Benedictine by 19. It is their largest lead of the game. And Peru State still has not scored in the second half. We're over 2 minutes in. The lob into the fourth corner, down the right side. It's going to come Sanders. The feet in the lane. The ball's on the floor. And as Ravens reach in to steal it away, we'll get a foul on Benedictine. The whistle on Michaela, her second foul tonight. Mid-America Benedictine at 11-1. Grandview is at 11-2. Missouri Valley 9-3. Culver and Central Methodist with 8 wins. Peru State then with 7. Here's a 3 for the Lady Bobcats. Oh, that was perfect. Well done by McKinley Toby. Her third 3. She's had a 3 in each quarter. She's got 11 points now. And it's 55-39. Here's Benedictine back out on top with it. Moser underneath the Kelly Stork. She'll drive over to the left side, lose the handle of the basketball. It's going to get out of bounds. It'll be off Benedictine to the Lady Ravens. We'll be calling for the turnover. We're going to get Fitzgerald back into the game. And Kelly's going to get a little bit of a breather. 7.5 to go in the third. A little pressure by Benedictine. And the ball's going to be knocked away. It's stolen by Brueggemann. So Riley Brueggemann, with a little pressure in the backcourt, comes up with the steal. And the Lady Ravens will feed underneath. The close shot misses. She'll get her own rebound. Kick it out on top. Brueggemann goes 3 in and out. Rebound again by Nicole. Ravens dominating on the boards now. Cutting in the right side. The feed into the lane is going to be stepped in front of him, stolen away. Bruce 8 come on court with the basketball. 7 minutes to go in the third quarter. Lady Ravens up 55-39. The pass comes out to the top side. Back and in, no room. The kick over to the left, and now we get a whistle off the ball. And we're going to have another foul by Michaela. So Michaela will quickly pick up fouls number 2 and 3 here in the third quarter. And back into the Raven lineup is going to come Hattie Gross. So Hattie's going to check back in. Back out on top. An open 3, wide to the left side, and the rebound is going to be allowed to get into the corner and get out of play, and it'll come back into Benedictine. Lady Ravens have Hattie. Oh, wait, we'll reset the line when we come back. We're going to get a timeout taken by Peru State before that. So, Joseph, let's do it. We're taking a break at 6:37 to go in the third quarter. Lady Ravens cruising along. It's Benedictine 55, Peru State 39.
Ready to make history and maybe $500 during halftime at this season's home basketball games at Atchison High School and Atchison County Community High School? You could be one of two lucky contestants who will have a chance to make a half-court shot to win $500. Sponsored by Amberwell Orthopedic Care and Sports Medicine. Tickets for a chance to shoot will be sold at the gate, and all ticket proceeds go to the schools. Win or lose, it's a shot worth taking. See you at the game.
Here in Peru, Nebraska. We've got 6:37 to go in the third quarter of the ladies' game. And if I get the guys' game, still coming up this evening here on CARE. And now, and we'll talk to coaches, I'm hoping, at the conclusion of the two games, that Coach Folsom after the ladies' game and Coach Moody after the guys' game. Very unusual week for Benedictine basketball. Not only did they not play Saturday, but now are playing on Monday when they typically never play. And normally I play on every Wednesday, but they don't play this Wednesday. It's going to be an open date, so Ravens will not play again until next Saturday. So kind of a peculiar week schedule-wise for Benedictine. Lady Ravens putting up a quick shot that doesn't go in, and Peru State back up court for the ball. We're 6 minutes to go in the third quarter. Ravens leading at 55-39. Peru with it out topside. Here's a runner off the right. It's up. It's good. And McKinley Toby continues to play well. She's got 13 points. And Benedictine back up court with the ball now, leading only by 14. Here's a three. Rims out. No good. Rebound underneath. Nicole will pull it down. Gets it to Mosier. She will drive in. Her shot rejected. It's going to be saved by Brueggemann. She'll back away. Reset the offense. 5.5 to go. Brueggemann goes three. Misses. Rebound underneath. Taken away by Peru. Toby coming up with a basketball, and she'll bring it into the forecourt. 5:20 to go in the third. Bobcats would love to get back to within 10. They're down right now 14. They work around the outside, and Benedictine keeping them out of the middle, or giving them the outside if they want it. And here's kind of a funny sidestepping shot as the shot clock is winding down. It misses. Ravens are going to rebound it down. Outlet up the floor. Underneath to Fitzgerald. Gets it up and in. Give Brueggemann a 50-foot assist on that one. And for Kyla, it is her fourth point of the game. 57-41, Benedictine. 4:44 to go, third quarter. We're due a media break. Skip will go to the free throw line, dropping a shoulder, forcing a shot up that doesn't drop. And a rebound coming away to Mosier. She'll get it over to Brueggemann. Riley, into the forecourt. Left side, Hattie. Side, three, up and off the mark. And a rebound cleared away again by Peru State and Arison Vonderschmidt. Vonderschmidt will give it to Hainer, and she'll get to midcourt, and we're going to get a timeout. And Joseph, let's do it. Time out of the court here in Peru, Nebraska. 4:16 to go in the third quarter of the ladies' game. Benedictine 57, Peru State 41.
Ready to look and feel your best? Snap Fitness in Atchison is more than just a 24-hour gym. With three tanning beds, you can get that perfect glow. Appointments are available Monday through Thursday from 10 to 1 and 2 to 6, and Fridays and Saturdays from 10 to 12. Stop by Snap Fitness at 409 Commercial or call 913-367-1511 to book your tanning session today. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness.
Sitting out here in the stands, taking in the ladies' contest. Don't forget, we have the men's game coming up after this one here on CARE. First eight, the first club to leave their sideline and come out of the court with Tierra Dodd, Dakota Hainer, Arison Vonderschmidt, McKinley Toby, and Caitlin Sanders. On the floor for Benedictine, it'll be Hattie Gross with Riley Brueggemann, Kyla Fitzgerald, Diana Mosier, and Nicole Stork. Now it's going to be Kelly, Megan Kelly Stork. Peru with the basketball. They'll feed it above the left block. It'll be batted away from Vonderschmidt, who's able to go back out on top and recover it. To the right side to Toby. McKinley Toby, 13 points. Vonderschmidt, 14. Those two have done the damage. Here's a three. Perfect from the outside. Dakota Hainer. She had not scored all night until that shot. 57-44. 3:45 to play in the third. Nice pass down to the baseline right. Hattie gets the assist and the bucket, but it belongs to Kyla Fitzgerald. Kyla with a half a dozen. Benedictine back up by 15. 59-44. It's a high score game. There's a little travel on top. No whistle. A little running sideways shot. Misses. And a rebound pulled back down, and it's going to be followed up and in. Good hustle that time by Caitlin Sanders. And she just was relentless. She kept pursuing the ball, never gave up on that play, and was ultimately able to finish it. Picking up the bucket and her, 10th point of the game now. Ravens with the ball, 3 minutes to go in the third quarter. Up by 13. Here's a three. Won't go for Fitzgerald. Rebound for safe. Bobcats flying up. McKinley Toby. Top of the E behind her. She'll go to Hainer. Hayner drives right. Runner too strong. Rebound. Dieters. BC outlets on the court once. Kyla, running shot misses. And rebound to go back down. Here comes Peru. 2.5 to go in a quickly moving third quarter of basketball. Caitlin Sanders left side to bounce into the lane, and we'll have a Benedictine foul on Kelly. So it'll be the second foul for Kelly Stork. And Benedictine will go to the bench. Checking in for Benedictine, we're going to get Lily, right? Yep, Lily Martin will come in the game. Lily, a 5'6 freshman from Wichita's Bishop Carroll High School. 2 minutes and 20 seconds to go in the third quarter. Peru with a basketball outside. There's a drop of the shoulders. It's going to be a block. Current offensive foul. I don't see an offensive foul called. The block will be on Benedictine. And it's going to be on Owen Dieters, her second foul, and Benedictine's fifth. So, Peru State coming to the free throw line. The first shot rattles in. So, for Savannah Bingham, it'll be her fifth point of the game. And that will be her sixth. 59-48, Lady Ravens by 11. 2:15 to go in the third quarter. Remember, Benedictine has led by as many as 19 in this quarter. Of course, Hattie with it out on top to Owen. The lob over to Hattie. Heads all the way to the baseline. Looking across. Feeds inside to Stork. Back on the right side to Dieters. Kicks it down low. Here's Kelly. Jumper. Good for the baseline right at about 14 feet out. Kelly Stork with a dozen. 61-48. We are at a minute 40 and rolling in the third quarter. Cross-court pass stolen. Hattie anticipated that. Steps in front, drives down, puts up the runner. It's off the glass and good. Nicely done by Hattie Gross. It'll be her seventh point of the game. And Benedictine back up by 15. A minute and a half to go. Another ball on the floor in the middle of the lane. And we got a BC player getting banged hard to the floor. And that's going to be Hattie taking her time getting to her feet. As she was down there scrumming for the loose basketball, a couple of players kind of dive in after, land on top of her. And she's going to take a minute. Coach is going to walk out there, kind of give her a look, see, and make sure that she's okay. She ended up at the bottom of the stack and kind of got a little bit of the worst of that. And is coming to her feet, making her way off the floor under her own power. With a minute 20 to go in the third quarter, she's coming to the near side, and if she goes by, here's the deal. I think she got bumped on the forehead, but she also's got kind of a nick on the chin. Going to need a little Band-Aid on that. And they will get her over. The trainers are going to give her a look and over, and they'll take good care of her. With a minute 20, 19, 18, rolling toward the end of the third quarter, Benedictine up the floor with the basketball, up 15. Over to the right side with it. Here's going to be Lily. Martin kicks it left. The bounce to the middle to Kelly. Back over to the right side. The three for Lily's coming up short. Rebound taken down by Peru. Here come the Bombcats and Bingham. Savannah out on top to Hayner. Benedictine going very small out here right now. They're basically going with the Stork sisters and three smaller guards. We're going to have a... Wow, we're going to have a block against Michaela. I'm going to tell you, that player dropped his shoulder, crashed into her, and blew her up. Michaela picking up her fourth foul of the game. That was a tough one. Bauman out of the game, and here comes Riley back in. So, Bergman out of the game for a pretty short time. Didn't get a whole lot of breather there. Free throw is going to be up and good for Savannah Bingham. Bingham is 3 of 3 at the free throw line with 7 points this evening. Looking to get her team to 50. There it is. So it is 63-50. Benedictine. 45 seconds to go in the third. Bergman out on top. right to the left side to Dieters in the corner. Brueggemann, left corner, deep left corner. Dribbles to the free throw line. To Lilly. Back over to Owen. She'll pull up with a runner. Rolls across to LeBram. Won't fall down. And rebound cleared away by Bingham. Shot clock and game shot clock's off. Game clock's at 20. Peru with a basketball down 13. They'd love to cut this to 10 through three quarters if they could. Now the ball batted away, but saved by Peru. 7 seconds. Left side Dodd. The feet to the block. The shot. No. And we're going to get a Raven foul that's going to have Vonderschmidt coming to the free throw line. Erica Vonderschmidt has been a real bright spot for this Peru team tonight. She's got 14 points. She's 2 of 2 at the free throw line. However, Erica has not scored yet in the second half. The lefty puts it in. For Benedictine, there will only be 3 seconds left in the third quarter in which you get a shot away. Second free throw, got them both. 63-52. Braves are going to bring it up, and we're going to get a travel call, and Peru's going to have it with a second at midcourt. So, some kind of heroic shot here for Peru State could get them, what, within 8? It is 63-52, 1.4 seconds left, and Peru will have it in at midcourt. Bingham looking it in, looking, still looking, comes out on top, the turn, the shot, not close, 3 quarters in the book of the ladies' game. We'll be back here in Peru, Nebraska, going to the fourth. It is the Benedictine Lady Ravens, 63, Peru State, 52.
Stop by Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill for lunch or dinner. With their signature stack burgers, chicken sandwiches, and chicken strip baskets, there's something for everyone. Top it off with a classic DQ treat like a hot foot sundae, dipped cone, or one of the many Blizzard flavors. All right now at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Happy tastes good.
Ultimate night out. Head to High Voltage Bar.
I think we're back here at the Al. I guess it's okay if I call it the Al, right? Al Wheeler Activity Center here on the campus of Peru State College, Peru, Nebraska. The Benedictine Lady Ravens with a 63-52 lead. Going to the fourth quarter. For Benedictine. Been a great ball game for Kelly Stork, a dozen. Nicole Stork, a dozen. Riley Brueggemann with 11. And the thing about Riley is she got all of those 11 in the opening quarter. Has not scored since the first. Owen Dieters has 8-7 apiece for Hattie Grooms to Michaela Bauman. Kyla Fitzgerald with a half dozen for Peru. 3 double-figure scorers. Vonderschmidt with 16, 13 for Toby. And Caitlin Sanders has 10. We go to the fourth quarter. Lady Raven basketball. And here we go. Brueggemann, Dieters, Bauman. Stork and Stork. Benedictine with the original starting five out there. Here's BC with the ball. They do not have the original starting five. We're going to fix that right now. Here's a drive to the right side for Brueggemann, and she'll put their first bucket in since the opening quarter. Riley Brueggemann with 13, 65-52. And it's going to be stolen back by Dieters. She'll take it uncontested to the rack for two. Owen Dieters. Give her 10 points. 67-52. And by the way, it is Lily Martin in the game right now for Benedictine. Here's a three for Brew. It's up and missing. And a battle for the rebound is going to be won by Benedictine. And here's the problem with that. For Kylie Diaz, she could have fought for that rebound, but with four fouls, she really couldn't afford to fight for it too hard. Get a chance of fouling out of the game. And the Ravens are going to lose the ball in the corner. It's going to go out of bounds. It'll belong to Peru State. Bombcats are very quickly going to get Savannah Bingham back into the game. Savannah, 8 points. So far, 4 of 4 at the free throw line in the third quarter. It will belong to Peru, and the Ravens are going to press this thing defensively up the floor. 8:50 to go in the game. Benedictine up 15. Nicely put into the fourth quarter with a couple of passes from side to side. They beat the pressure. Here's a feed in the lane, the kick to the left, the wide open three, too strong, and the rebound's going to be tipped around the same by the Ravens. Here comes Dieters. She's looking over the right side to Lily. Martin's going to be open in the corner, but instead she's going to bring it out on top to Bauman. Top side, Kayla for three. Fitzgerald, no. Rebound, fought for. Players tumbling out of bounds. It's going to be on Benedictine. Peru State basketball. 8:25 to go in the ballgame. 67-52. Toby, Vonderschmidt, Hainer, Bingham, and Diaz are the Peru State five. Martin, Brugham, and Dieters, Fitzgerald, and Nicole Stork out there for Benedictine. Bobcats with the ball over to the left side, and a little contact, and that foul is going to be on Lily. So Lily Martin will pick up her first foul. It'll be the first foul of the fourth quarter by either team, and we're down to 8:12 to play in the ladies' game. Peru's going to bring it in to Vonderschmidt. Vonderschmidt back out on top. Here's Bingham. Takes it to the free throw line. The 16-foot shot. Nicely done by Kylie Diaz. Hard to believe Kylie only 4 points so far with that shot. She's been saddled with a lot of foul trouble and has seen some very limited playing time tonight. Ravens have it out on top. Back over to the left side. The feed underneath. Beautiful move to the basketball and a wide open two for Kyla Fitzgerald. 69-54 Benedictine. 7.5 to play in the game. Peru back into the forecourt with Dakota. Hainer will have it on the right side to Bingham. Taking about three and then she'll pull it back and now go for three and hit it. Wow. Nice job by McKinley Toby. McKinley has a three-point shot in every quarter now, and we're still 7-11 to go in the game. Benedictine by a dozen. Fitzgerald, right side, Brueggemann. Into the corner, Lily. Back out to Brueggemann. She'll spin into the lane, drive right, falling away, puts an off-balance shot up that misses, and a rebound is on the floor. Nicole flies on the ground to cover up the basketball, and possession error on the jump ball will go to Peru State. Dinah Moser will check into the lineup. Also coming back in is going to be Kelly Zork. She'll be in for Nicole. Also back in is going to be Michaela Bauman. She'll be in for Owen. Did we get that right? Is that all of them coming in and out? Okay, looked like it. 6:55 to go. 69-57, Benedictine by a dozen. Here's Bingham. Goes right side Diaz. She'll try to drive in. Kelly cuts it. Bingham back on top. The three, short. Rebound, Brueggemann. Here's the thing with Riley Brueggemann. Not only does she score points, she runs the ball club from the one. She's also really good at rebounding the ball. Now here, she'll drive all the way down the lane, put the runner up that doesn't go in. A rare miss of a driving shot by Riley Brueggemann. And Benedictine. Back on defense, holding on to that 12-point lead with 6:15 to go. Here's some great defense and a shot forced up that misses. And the Ravens are going to rebound it back down. Brueggemann with 13 points leads Benedictine in scoring, but from the outside, having some struggle tonight. She's only 1 of 8 from three-point range. And now Moser, or rather Fitzgerald, gets knocked to the floor, climbs back to her feet. Shot clock's at 8. Back out on top. Shot clock's at 5. The feed to the left. The shot clock's at 1. That shot at the buzzers, an air ball, and Benedictine does not get a look at the rim on that possession. Wait, we're going to get a foul called. How about that? I thought that we had a shot clock violation, but as Kelly's shot went up, a foul is going to be called on Savannah Bingham. It'll be her fourth. And so for the Ravens, instead of turning the ball over, it's going to be a couple of free throws for Kelly Stork, who is 6 of 6 at the free throw line tonight. That one is in. Kelly Stork is going to have something to say about Conference Freshman of the Year. She's had an outstanding season so far. Second free throw rolls away. Does not go down. 70. 70-57, Benedictine. 5.5 to go in the game. Driving in, Diaz shot, misses, rebound. Here come the Lady Ravens. And Riley Brueggemann into the forecourt. Brueggemann will weave all the way over to the right side, back into the lower corner, right in front of the BC bench. The feed down low, the running shot will not go in. The follow shot's up, plus one. Count the bucket for Kelly. Give her a shot. Put her at the line for one more. So for Kelly Stork, 15 points. And for Savannah Bingham, that is her fifth foul. She is going to foul out of the game with 5:10 to play. She will end the evening with 8 points for Peru State. And the freshman, Kelly Stork, back at the free throw line. This shot, way short. And rebound, cleared away by Peru. Here come the Bobcats in. Into the forecourt is going to be Dakota. Hainer swings it over to the right side. Skip pass off the block. Back out on top to Dakota. Over to the right to Sanders. And she'll travel with it. She shuffled the feet a little bit, kind of squaring up, trying to get that skip pass down near the block. And she walks over to the official, kind of hands out, like, I don't even know what I did wrong here. And we're going to get our media timeout. We'll be back. We're down to the last 4:56, the ladies' game. Benedictine continues to lead. Lady Ravens 72, Peru State 57.
Looking for the ultimate night out? Head to High Voltage Bar and Dance, where the fun never stops. Open late every day of the week. Sundays, join them at 1:30 for bingo. Tuesday nights, get your boots on for free line dance lessons. And don't miss our weekend lineup. Fridays and Saturdays, it's karaoke, a DJ, or a live band bringing the house down. For all the latest updates, check out the High Voltage Facebook page. High Voltage Bar and Dance, 7-Eleven commercial in Atchison, where every night is a good time.
We're today's hit country from KAIR-FM, Horton Atchison.
It's the only radio station we agree on.
We love the music.
Today's hit country, Hot Country 93.7.
Welcome back to Peru, Nebraska. Benedictine. Gonna have Nicole Stork inviting it to Owen Dieters. Got Diana Moser, Michaela Bauman, and Kelly Stork out on the floor. Peru State is going to settle in. Oh, they're going to go 2-3. Check that. With 4:45 to play in the game. Michaela says, I like that. Throws up a three. It misses. And the long rebound is going to come down to Peru. Michaela picks up a foul. And that'll be her fifth. She will be the first Lady Raven to foul out of this game. So Michaela will foul out in the game with 7 points. And we still have 4:43 to go. And now for Benedictine, let's see who is going to be coming in for Michaela. It's going to be Riley, right? And here we go. No, it's going to be Lily. So Lily is going to come into the game. So it'll be Lily Martin, the freshman from Wichita. And Peru against Benedictine, full court pressure. Gets the ball into the forecourt, passing it all the way down the floor. Now the ball in the left corner is going to be batted away. Lily coming up with a big steal. Nice job by the Raven freshman. And here comes BC. Dieters, another freshman, back out on top. Dieters may be your conference freshman of the year. Right in this ball club. A beautiful pass underneath, and Nicole Stork for two. 14 for Nicole, her first point of the second half. 72-57. 4:10 to play. Ravens continue to press on the up court. The feet in the middle, the ball batted away, picked up by Diaz. She goes up and in, and give her two. Kylie Diaz, 72-59. From the top, three for Dieters. So for Benedictine, got Owen Dieters hitting that big three. Ravens go up by 18. They have led by as many as 19. And here's a BC steal. Owen coming up with a basketball. Ravens flying up the floor. Topside Nicole. Back over to Owen. Skips it off the block. The feet underneath to Nicole. The defender reaches in. And we're going to get a jump ball out of this. Possession arrow. I don't see the possession arrow lit. Nor do I see it up there. So they're going to say it is Benedictine ball. But before that, I believe that sounded like head coach Mike Seibert of Peru State saying, I want a timeout. Let's do it. Taking a break. 3:20 to go in the ladies' game. It's Benedictine 77, Peru State 59.
If you lift up a couch cushion, empty pants pockets at the washing machine, or search your vehicle, you will probably find some loose change rolling around. Hi, this is Brian Casey of Union State Bank of Atchison. Did you know that loose change is important to the local businesses in your community who depend on it for transactions? The U.S. Mint is asking Americans to put those coins back in circulation by spending them or taking them to your nearest bank location to deposit. All 7 Union State Bank locations can help your friends and neighbors when you bring in your change jars. Learn more at mybankusb.com. Member FDIC.
Minutes and 20 seconds to play in the ladies' game. Guys' game still on tap, so don't go away. Stay with us right here on KAIR-FM Horton Atchison. For Peru State, it will be Caitlin Sanders, McKinley Toby, Erickson, Erickson Vonderschmidt, Dakota Hainer, and Kylie Diaz. Peru's already had Savannah Bingham foul out of the game for Benedictine. They've had Michaela Bauman foul out for the Lady Ravens. It'll be Lily Martin and Owen Dieters, Diana Moser, Kelly Stork, Nicole Stork for the Lady Ravens. How about this? 3 freshmen out of the court right now for Coach Folsha. BC's going to bring it into the left side. Back out on top is going to be Owen. Lobs underneath for Kelly. Beautiful pass. The Kelly shot won't go. Gets your own rebound. Twists and turns. Puts it up again. Won't get it. Gets your own rebound again. Now it's on the floor. Ravens are going to save it. And the Vincent said it gets out of bounds off Peru. We're going to get Fitzgerald back into the game. Now, you're saying, I know, I can hear you. You're saying, wait a minute, how come I haven't heard anything from Hattie lately? Well, Hattie got banged around a little bit on the floor. A couple of players jumped on top of her, scrimming for a loose basketball. And so she's been over here on the side. She seems fine. They're just taking care of her. And going to let her kind of take a minute here toward the end of the game. 3:05 to go. Here's a feed in the middle, a turnaround shot. Up and good. Owen Peters for 2 more. 79-59. Benedictine has assumed its largest lead of the game. On Owen Peters' 15th point of the night. 2 minutes and 40 to go in the contest, and we get a double dribble. It'll travel out on top by Dakota Hainer and for Peru State, who is battle tough, and they've been fighting all game long, but the wheels kind of coming off here a little bit late in the game as they're now down 20 with 2.5 to go. The Benedictine ladies about to go to 12-1 and reclaim sole possession of first place in the conference. I say reclaim it because by virtue of winning an earlier game tonight, Mid-America tied Benedictine for first, but the Lady Ravens are going to take that back away here in about 2 minutes. Peru State coming up the floor off the Lady Raven miss. Down the right side. Delane, the shot, missing. Rebound, Kelly. BC up floor with it. And Dieters is going to slow it down to take it across at the center. Inside 2 minutes now. Here's Lily. Ravens going to run some motion and just let the clock run a little bit. Out on top to Owen. Kyla, right side Owen. She'll go 3, miss the shot, rebound. Pulled down by Peru. Diaz coming up with a basketball. 1.5 left in the game. Topside is going to be Hainer. Driving across the feed down to the block. Push shot by Diaz. No foul. And the shot misses. And the Ravens are going to come up with a basketball. Here comes Owen. Lady Ravens have got a handful of players standing beside me here getting set to go into the game. And the coach is going to take a timeout. But not really, Joseph. We're not going to go anywhere. It's going to be a timeout just to allow the subs to come in. So, End of the game for Peru State, by the way. Well, let's see here. It's going to be number two. That's Kalen Platt out of Gardner, Edgerton High School, a 5 foot, 5 inch senior. And for Benedictine, let's see who we're going to have out here. Tom Stein with the basketball. Maybe they're working over to the baseline. Not a lot of room. Driving down the right side of the lane. Bats away. Rebound Benedictine. Got Macy Edson out there to Palmyra, Nebraska native. Probably, she's a little ways from home from Palmyra, but not too bad. 6'3" freshman. BC running some clock. The feet underneath. Grace Dixon shot. No. Benedictine also has gone into the game with Maggie Torber, the sophomore from Blue Rapids, Kansas, out of Valley Heights High School. So Maggie's in the game also for BC, the 5 foot, 8 inch guard. Half a minute to go in the ball game. Peru over to the right side, and they're going to step on the baseline. No, we're going to get a foul on Maggie. Maggie will pick up her first foul of the game. It'll be Raven team foul three. And with inside 30 seconds to go, Peru will bring it in. Down 20. To the left side, back out to the top. Peru in no hurry. They'll feed down low. Diaz falling away, shoots and misses. Rebound, Benedictine. Nice board. It's going to be cleared away for the Lady Ravens by Macy. They'll take it into the forecourt and burn it down, and that's going to do it. The final score tonight in Peru, Nebraska. A Benedictine Lady Ravens, 79. Peru State, 59. And we'll be back to summarize it for you right after this.
It's time now for the Amber Well Postgame Show on CARE Radio 93.7 FM and online at mscsports.net. Stay tuned. Our postgame coverage starts right after this.
Ready to make history and maybe $500 during halftime at this season's home basketball games at Atchison High School and Atchison County Community High School? You could be one of two lucky contestants who will have a chance to make a half-court shot to win $500. Sponsored by Amberwell Orthopedic Care and Sports Medicine. Tickets for a chance to shoot will be sold at the gate, and all ticket proceeds go to the schools. Win or lose, it's a shot worth taking. See you at the game.
Are you looking for a fast, secure place to fill up your vehicle's tank? Stop in at the Pumps, just south of Holton, powered by BMP Propane and Knotty Pine Oil. Whether you are filling up your tank, grabbing a snack, or just need a pit stop on Old 75 Highway, the Pumps has you covered. The Pumps offers E10 87, Premium 91 no ethanol, dyed diesel, clear diesel, and DEF. The Pumps is a family-owned local service, keeping Jackson County moving every day. Swing on by today and get set up for easy 24/7 access.
Lady Ravens with an impressive 20-point win in Game 1 tonight, 79-59. A recap of the scoring for you. First of all, for Peru State, what a nice game by McKinley Toby and Arison Vonderschmidt, 16 apiece to lead their team in the lead all scorers. Caitlin Sanders in double figures also at 10. It'll go to 8 for Savannah Bingham. Kylie Diaz with a half a dozen and 3 for Dakota Hainer. For the Lady Ravens, 4 players in double-digit scoring, 15 apiece. Owen Dieters and Kelly Stork. Nicole Stork with 14, and Ronnie Bruggeman, 13 points in the game. By the way, she had 11 of those in the opening quarter. She could miss nothing right out of the gate. Kyla Fitzgerald, Kuyin, knocked down 8 points today. It was a 7-point game for both Michaela Bauman and Hattie Gross to round out the Benedictine scoring. So in the game here this evening, the Lady Ravens hit 44% of their shots on 30 of 68 shooting. Peru, 42% on 22 of 52. But for Benedictine, again, it's that numbers game. They shot 16 more shots than Peru State. 3-point shots, Ravens were 5 of 23, Peru 7 of 21. And at the free throw line, Benedictine had 9 more free throws. 14 of 19, Peru was 8 of 10. Also, the Ravens forced Peru into 18 turnovers. And the Lady Ravens, I'm sure Coach Folsom's going to be pretty pleased with a 7-turnover performance by his team here today. And the Ravens turned those 18 turnovers. Are you ready for this? 18 turnovers by Peru. Ravens got 24 points off those turnovers. That's a big, big deal. So for Benedictine, 16-5 on the year, 12-1 in the conference. Peru goes to 500 at 10-10 on the year. They are 7-6 in the Heart of America Athletic Conference. Don't go far. We've got the guys game coming up shortly here on Care Radio, and should be a good one. Folks will start at about 7:30, and you know what? This is going to be spot on. So we'll be back with that game 7:30, and also if we get a chance, we'll be maybe visiting with Coach Folsom. So keep an ear out for that. That said, final score game of the ladies game: Benedictine winning at 79-59. We'll be putting it back with Joseph at CareSport Studios, and we'll be back in Nebraska shortly.
The shots, but we went in the locker room up 12, and I thought we did a nice job. We really stuck to the plan, trying to pressure them and trying to get them out of their offense, because they really want to pound it at you with their big post. And I thought we did a pretty good job of not letting that happen tonight, and then at the other end executing on the offensive side.
I thought it was pretty high scoring tonight. I mean, I thought your team shot well, and I think you took great advantage of the opportunities, you know, that you made for yourself tonight.
Definitely. You know, we got maybe one of the top posts in the league, you know, Kylie Diaz in foul trouble there. So they go a little bit smaller. We're able to take advantage of that different times and go inside on them. But, yeah, tonight, interestingly, and both of us are number one and two in the league in scoring. You know, we're averaging like 73. They're averaging about 71. So tonight we got the best of them going 79-59. But both teams can score the ball, and I thought defensively we did a good job of keeping them out of rhythm.
And you had a lead through most of the game, which always feels good. They made some runs at you, but your team took it in stride, never got shaken up, you know, and never let that bother them, and just stayed with, like you said earlier, stayed with the program, stayed with the plan.
Yep, definitely. Yeah, they did make some runs, and yeah, we just couldn't put them out there when we had about 15, 16 point lead, and all of a sudden back to 10, 12. But like you said, I thought we did a nice job then answering that and coming back and keeping the game at 12, 15, 16 point game, and really did a good job at execute on both ends of the floor.
Here's one of the things that you throw at teams that is hard. Prove tonight they had one player foul out, and even without that, they're 70. They played seven players.
Sure.
You are going to play 8, 10, 12, you know, who knows how many.
Yep.
I mean, the bench depth, and here's something I've been talking about the last few games. I talked about it a little bit tonight, and I'm having a problem because one minute I think conference freshman of the year is going to be Kelly. Then I think it's going to be Owen. Then I think it's going to be another freshman. I mean, I keep looking at the freshmen out there. One time you got three or four freshmen out there at the same time.
Yep.
My goodness.
Yep. You know, and at this stage, I mean, early in the year, I'd look out there a lot and be like, whoa, we got three, four freshmen. Now it's like they don't even think of them as freshmen anymore.
Yeah.
You know, at the point we are in the season, haven't played, 21 games now, and I just think that they're growing up and maturing every day. And, they don't play like freshmen, and I think they're getting better and better every day. So, we've got two of the better ones in the whole conference. And we had Addie Kane's another one that, you know, got injured in the first semester, but she too was playing excellent before she got injured, another freshman. So tonight Lily got in there for us and helped us out. And, we got a good group of young players, and they're all playing very confidently.
Addie got in there, battled, kind of paid a little bit of a price. A couple guys landed on top of her, but she's a tough cookie. Sprang right up, came off. She's all right.
Yeah, I think so. I think so. Yeah, she had a little cut in her chin on that one, but seems like it. But it's nice to see Hattie the last three or four games. Is really getting a lot more confident, knocking down outside shots, taking that shot. She's become a very good outside shooter for us this year, and it's good to see her shooting it with confidence and looking for that shot for us.
And you're talking about Hattie. I'm going to mention, and you said her name a second ago, Lily. I thought she came in, and she looked like she's playing 15 minutes a game.
Right. And she doesn't play that much, but, yeah, she came in and didn't lack confidence and knew where she was supposed to be, knew what she was supposed to do. I mean, we're blessed. We got 12 players every day in practice. They're all playing a ton. You know, they're playing against each other. They're getting better every day. So I feel like everybody that we have is capable of going in there and contributing.
Now, this is the craziest week ever. I mean, you're going to play Saturday, so – you don't, but we move it to Monday, which you don't normally play. And we normally play Wednesday, but we're not going to play Wednesday. And so their next game is not until Saturday. So it's kind of a weird week. How do you work that with the team?
You know, our plan going into the week was to practice today and tomorrow, be off Wednesday, practice Thursday, Friday, get ready for Saturday. So we're going to still come in the gym tomorrow. Of course, we won't probably bang around with each other too much. Coming off tonight's game is pretty physical. But We will get in the gym, practice a little bit tomorrow, then we'll be off again Wednesday, and then have Thursday, Friday again to get ready for Central Methodist. So we're not really changing too much. Just tonight was a game instead of a practice. I was pleased with what we did. You know, we were prepped and ready for Saturday, but then be able to come back in Sunday, practice, and be ready for today. And I thought our ladies were definitely ready to go.
It feels pretty good. For a minute here tonight, you were tied for first place, but now you've taken that back over again, and Mid-America won. And so their record was the same as yours for, you know, well, 30 minutes today.
Oh, was okay. Now we're back 12-1, 11-1, right?
Yeah.
Until Wednesday hits, and then the bye is our bye, and then we may be even again. Yep.
Yeah.
So, okay, very good.
But your team continues to play well, and it's not always easy to play from the front. Okay, a lot of teams don't develop the skill to lead and keep going. But your team has done that, obviously, with one loss.
Definitely. You know, since the break, knock on wood, we haven't lost. So we've been doing a good job coming off Christmas break. And I think another factor, like you mentioned earlier, I do think our team is in pretty good shape. You know, they work hard in practice. And when we don't have that many subs in practice, of course, they're getting a lot of work just, you know, going live and doing things that way. So I think that conditioning levels are pretty high. So our team can play at that high level, can press for 30, 40 minutes, and can kind of wear teams down a little bit, like you were saying. Teams playing with seven, and we're able to – our conditioning levels are pretty high, and we're able to press and still play for 40 minutes with that energy.
What people forget about is if you're scrimmaging, you got 10 people out there all the time.
And with one sub waiting to check in, and they're coming
and
in every other possession. They're rotating in and out. So, it's been good. I mean, you'd like to have a few more, but everybody's contributing. Everybody's doing great. They're all, you know, like I said before, they all care about each other and one big family. So it's been a fun year. We just got to keep growing and keep building and keep getting better every week.
Quick preview, Saturday, you know, again, another good team. There are no teams that aren't good.
No, right, and they've been on a roll themselves. I think they've won 5-6 in a row here, too. So they're playing probably with a lot of confidence. It's kind of strange. We're almost in February, and we have never seen this team yet this year. You know, Central Methodist coming to town. It's our first and only time we'll play them. We'll have the week here to get our game plan together and be ready to go. It is senior night as well on Saturday, 2:00 game. So we have four seniors. We'll be celebrating them that evening. So if anybody and everybody can come out and watch the Lady Ravens in action. We only have three more home games.
Well, I was going to say, this is going to be my last thing to share with you. You look at the calendar, and you know, there's seven games left, and that's why this week is the senior night. It's your last Saturday home game. I mean, you're down to seven. It's hard to imagine.
It is hard to imagine that. You know, I mean, where's the season gone? But we're just taking them one game at a time, one week at a time. But we're only going to be in Nolan three more times before the playoffs. So love to see the students and crowd come out and support them. They've been playing really, really well.
Looking forward to it. Coach, congratulations. Good one tonight.
Perfect. Thanks, Tom.
You got it. Chad Folsom, head coach of the Lady Ravens. And Joseph, we're going to be back here in about 5-6 minutes. And guys game coming up next.
Thanks for listening to the Amber Well Postgame Show and Benedictine Raven Basketball, heard right here on CARE Radio 93.7 FM and online at mscsports.net. This has been an exclusive production of the MSC Sports.